welcome to the night show, except in the morning, a radio edition. We're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And we've got an incredible show for you today. We have announcements, sports updates,
Bible with me,
weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Today is Thirst Quench Thursday. So you want to stay hydrated. Make sure you drink plenty of water. It helps you keep alert and focused. Also, tonight is the spring concert. Next week, there's something really cool that happens next week, and you won't get to experience it until you're older, but there's the thesis presentations. All the seniors write a big paper that they're passionate about, and then they get to present it to a field of professionals in the field in which they chose, and they have to defend it to questioning. It's really a monumental achievement, and so we're excited for them. But now it's time for the diciest section of the show. We've got Weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sunshine with some clouds. High 70, low of 49. But Mr. Holland, I want to tell you about this girl that only eats plants. You've probably never heard of herbivore. Heard of her before. There it is. Heard of herbivore. You get it? Herbivore. It kind of all rolls together. I ain't gonna mess that one up.
No, you're good. I got it. That was fantastic. But guess who's back from vacation?
The robots. Mold, yeast, and mushrooms are types of fungus.
I guess the other robot was still out on vacation. But that is some interesting facts. They must be some fun guys. Coming in strong with Rick messes up the joke. I'm right in behind it. But people that are not going to be eating any fungus, but they may be eating some cake, because
it's the birthday.
David Gill, it's your birthday. Madeline Hatfield and Mrs. Larissa Ferguson, it is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy
live it up.
Birthday
don't
to
eat
you.
Some mold, but eat some
happy
cake. Hopefully there's no mold on your cake.
You.
Have a fantastic
happy
day.
Birthday,
we love you here at the night show. Now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have a Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I was reading in my Bible yesterday about a parable in Luke that Jesus told that sounded really familiar. It's the parable of 10 minas. Listen to this and tell me if it reminds you of a more popular parable that you've read. Luke 19, starting in verse 12, says, "He said, therefore, a nobleman went into the far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, 'Engage in business until I come.' But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what he had gained doing business. The first came before him, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities.' And the second came, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 5 minas.' And he said to him, 'And you are to be over 5 cities.' Then another came to him, saying, 'Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you were a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow.' He said to him, 'I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put the money in the bank? At my coming, I might have collected it with interest.' And he said to those who stood by, 'Take the mina from him and give it to the one with 10 minas.' Sound familiar, Mr. Holland?
Mm. Yes.
We talk about the 10 talents all the time, and we think of it like it's gifts of a talent. But God has given us to use these talents to glorify Him. And a talent is still just money. In this story, it refers to minas. A talent is equal to about 6,000 denarii, which was about as much money as you would make in 16 and a half years back then. And a talent was also equal to about 6 minas, which would be about as much money they would make in almost 4 months. There's a big difference in the amount of money you would make in 4 months versus 16 years, but it's still a good chunk of money. But in both stories, the message is still the same. God gives us blessings, but we shouldn't keep those blessings to ourselves. Whether you feel like you are too little to tell others about God or too old, we're all called to share the good news. We can be afraid and go in front of God one day, returning that call to Him with nothing else to give, or we can share the love of Jesus with everyone and be called a good and faithful servant.
It's a great, great lesson, Meg. Thank you for sharing. You know, we're talking this week about truth. And at Providence Academy, we have this saying called truth, goodness, and beauty. And we want to make sure that our definitions of those terms are written in stone. So at Providence Academy, we say truth is the word of God. And that truth come to life is Jesus. So today's deep thoughts verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's verses 4 through 6. It says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Our love for each other is dependent on truth. We have to be truth tellers. We have to be ones that don't rejoice in wrongdoing. We have to be giving up of our own way. When we're insisting in our own way, that's not a good thing. That's not loving each other. And if we're walking in lies, if we're saying fibs, or trying to bend what's really happening to fit what we want to happen, so we kind of tell a story that was kind of the way that it happened, but a little bit different, that's not a way to love each other. We want to rejoice with truth, even when it's hard to say. Because that's how we love. And that's how people will know that we're Christians, is the way that we love one another. So let's pray that God helps us to love each other well and to be lovers of the truth. Heavenly Father, we love you. And Lord, we love each other. Help us to do that well. Help us to rejoice in truth. Help us to seek that out. Help us to rejoice and hold that up, to protect it. Convict us, Lord, when we are full of lies or deceit. Even when we slightly bend the truth, Lord, let that break our hearts and turn us back to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, English, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.